Hello, this is Bob Pliska at the Holy Spirit Study Institute in beautiful downtown Burgettsville, West Virginia. We broadcast over an LPFM station, 98.7, reaching Burgettsville, of course, Romney, Moorefield, Kaiser, and many ports in between, depending upon how the Holy Spirit delivers the message. People have asked me about the Holy Spirit Study Institute and why it was founded. It was founded to seek truth. And as you know, Jesus told Pilate, "I am the way, the truth, and the light." When Pilate said, "What's truth?" And so we do that as our mission. And part of our mission is to, through the Holy Mother of God radio ministry, is to bring you updates from the world around us. And of course, as you know, Jeannie Dunathan is my reader that has eyes that can still read, which I don't. And so she's got an article today that should make you think a little bit about social medicine, social security, government-run medicine, and how it's been working out in Great Britain. Jeannie, would you go ahead?
The article is by Deacon Mike Mano. For all those who favor government-controlled health care, this is for you. Tafida Rakib is a 5-year-old girl who suffers from a rare condition called arteriovenous malformation, which caused a blood vessel in her brain to burst. She was taken by her parents, Selina and Mohammed, for treatment at the Royal London Hospital, where British doctors told the parents that there was nothing they could do for Tafida. The little girl is now in a coma. In a repeat of a story that we've heard many times before, the British doctors are refusing the parents' request to release Tafida for treatment elsewhere. The elsewhere is the Giannina Caslina Institute in Genoa, Italy, a facility that has experience in treating arteriovenous malformation, and whose medical staff have opined that there is a good chance Tafida will emerge from the coma she is in. The Italian doctors have been in contact with the British doctors now treating the girl, so they have all her vitals. However, the British doctors are refusing to allow Tafida to go to Italy, saying it is better for her to be left to die. In furtherance of their beliefs, they have gone to court for permission to pull the plug on Tafida. Tafida's parents have taken the case to the High Court, arguing that they are the only people who have the legal right to make decisions for their daughter. While the little girl languishes in the hospital in a life-or-death condition, the court has scheduled arguments for later, thus postponing decision. This, of course, seems to be a pattern in British hospitals under that nation's socialized medical regime. You will recall the case of Charlie Gard, a 1-year-old with mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome. His parents were trying to take him to the United States for experimental treatment at New York's Presbyterian Hospital. Rather than releasing the child to his parents, the British doctors went to court for the right to remove his breathing machine, where the court sided with doctors and allowed the hospital to unplug little Charlie, who quickly died. Then there was a similar case of 2-year-old Alfie Evans, who suffered from GABA transaminase deficiency. His parents wanted to take him to the Vatican-owned Jesu Bambino. The government then conducted a continent-wide manhunt for Ash's parents, and they were finally arrested in Spain, where they had fled and found treatment for their son. Unfortunately for the infallible British doctors, Asha did get treatment in a Spanish facility. 5 years later, the boy is cancer-free and has no brain damage. But of course, the parents are criminals. They defied the all-knowing state. Remember that when you hear our presidential candidates prattle on about eliminating private health insurance and turning us all over to a state-run system. Charlie, Elfie, Asha, and now Tafida should be our warning signs.
Okay, now, doing this as a political sort of thing, we're trying to do this to talk about life. We're pro-life, and pro-life means we should try everything possible to continue life, especially the most vulnerable, the babies, the unborn. And so think about that as one aspect of your socialized medicine, that maybe they don't have the same idea of life being as valuable as your life is, or my life, to ourselves. But it's more of a, well, we have to protect our society of doctors or our government who makes the decisions for all of us. And so we ask you to consider that in your work as a faith member of the Christian community. God be with you, and until next time, this is the Radio Holy Mother of God Ministry of the Holy Spirit Study Institute, seeking truth wherever it may be found, and it's always found in Jesus. God be with you again. Bye-bye.